The Old Testament prophets often spoke prophecies of the end of the world. There's a scripture where God says he would do nothing but what he tells his servants, the prophets. I have just concluded reading most of the Old Testament prophets. They often spoke exactly what God would do at the end of this world. The thing that brings about the judgment of God is the iniquity of the world. God destroyed the first earth because of the iniquity he saw in man, which he recorded in Genesis chapter 6. He said, "The earth is filled with violence because of them, and all the thoughts of their heart are only evil continually. I will destroy them." So he brought a great flood to destroy all living creatures, but Noah found favor in the sight of God, and he wouldn't destroy Noah. Instead, he made a way for Noah to escape the flood. In his case, he told him to build this ark that his family would be housed in, and to the living creatures to continue the life of the species. That's recorded for you in Genesis chapter 6 through 8. God made a rainbow to appear in the sky after the rain to remind him not to destroy the earth by the rain. Genesis chapter 8, God told us this. Genesis 8, verse 22. "While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." Here are some of the things God told the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 13, verse 6. "Howl ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt, and they shall be afraid. Pangs and sorrows shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that travaileth. They shall be amazed at one another. Their faces shall be as flames. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger." Anger of God for the disobedience of human beings and for the evil that he sees in human beings. "To lay the land desolate, and God shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it." Verse 10, "For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine." Verse 11, God says, "And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity." and I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. Verse 12. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Verse 13. Therefore will I shake the heaven, and the earth shall remove out of her place. In the solar system, the earth will move. In the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. A great many years ago, I had a dream about the earth moving on its axis. The newscaster was on television trying to tell the people about what had happened. The governments of men and the religious leaders were meeting together with the scientists to try to figure out how they could fix this problem. The earth moved on its axis in the solar system. The newsman was so frightened because he knew this was going to affect him. He was so frightened that he just stopped talking and walked off the set. Verse 14, and it shall be as the chaste roe, and as a sheep that no man taketh up. They shall every man turn to his own people and flee every one into his own land. Everyone that is found shall be thrust through, and everyone that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword. Their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be spoiled, and their wives ravished. God says in verse 17, behold, I will stir up the Medes against them, which shall not regard silver, and as for gold, they shall not delight in it. Their bows also shall dash the young men to pieces, and they shall have no pity on the fruit of the womb. Their eyes shall not spare children. Verse 19, and Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldees, excellence, shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. Verse 20. It shall never be inhabited, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation, neither shall the Arabin pitch tent there. Neither shall the shepherds make their fold there. But the wild beast of the desert shall lie there, and their houses shall be full of doleful creatures, and owls shall dwell there, and satyrs shall dance there. Verse 22. And the wild beast of the islands shall cry in their desolate houses, and dragons in their pleasant palaces. And her time is near to come, and her days shall not be prolonged. That's what God showed Isaiah the prophet. Thank you for allowing me to share with you today.